This week's parsha is Parshas Kisisa. And the Pasuk says in Perek Lamed Aleph Pasuk Beis, Re'ei Karasi B'Shem B'Tzalel Ben Uri Ben Chur L'Mate Yehuda. That, behold, I have appointed by name B'Tzalel, the son of Uri, the son of Chur, from the Shevet of Yehuda, V'Amalei Eisai Ruach Alekim. And I have filled him with the spirit of Hashem, bechachma uvesvuna vedas uvacham alacha, with all types of knowledge, and he has the ability to be the architect of the Mishkan. He's unique. I have called him by name. He is assigned this extraordinary task of building the Mishkan, building the kelim in the Mishkan, the Aron and the kelim, and this is the job of Bezalel. The Gemara in Brachas and Daf Nun Hei Amud Aleph says that the reason why Bezalel was called by that name, beautiful name, Bezalel, is because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to go and tell Bezalel to build a Mishkan, an Arein, and Kalim, meaning first build the Mishkan, the outer structure. After that's complete, then build the Aron, and then build the vessels, the Mizbeach, and the Menorah, etc. inside. So Moshe Rabbeinu went and switched it around. If you look in the Psukim between Truma and Kisisa, you'll find that there is like a difference in order, very strange. Moshe Rabbeinu commands him to first build the kelim, and then after that to build the Mishkan, to build the outer wall. First build the actual kelim, and then put the Mishkan around it. So Bezalel says to him, Moshe Rabbeinu, minhagei shel olam, the minhag of the world, the way that the world works, is that adam b'nei bayis, v'yachach machnas seichei kelim. First you build a house, and then after you build a house, then you order your refrigerator, and you order your couches, and you order your coffee table, and you put your svarim in it. Nobody like says, okay, listen, I bought a piece of land, I'm going to build a house here. Before I build the house, let me order all the furniture, I'll just keep it like around in the rain, and then after that, we'll build a house, and then put the furniture. Nobody does that. So Moshe Rabbeinu was very impressed by the fact that Bezalel chapped this and that he understood that Hashem's Ratzon was the other way, as it was actually instructed to be done, to first build the house, the Mishkan, and then the Kelim inside of the Mishkan. And Moshe Rabbeinu commented that Shema Bezalel Kel Hayisa V'yadata. Moshe Rabbeinu said to Bezalel, maybe you were Bezalel Kel, maybe you were in the shade, in the shadow of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you knew this. You were able to chap this. You're able to be aimed on this yisayid of the proper order. I switched it around to test you. That's the way the Mefarshim, a lot of them, explain this. Moshe Rabbeinu switched it around to see if Bezalel was able to chap this. He was, and then he earned the designation of Bezalel, Bezalel El. You were in the shadow of Hashem, and you knew this. You knew the proper order of things. So we have to understand here what is going on. Why was he called Bezalel Hashem this? What was the uniqueness of Bezalel that he was able to see the proper order of things, and to that he deserved this special name of Bezalel? And it seems that he was the one that was tapped to build the Mishkan, to build the Kelim of all the other people, because he had this unique ability to understand the proper order of things. There's a fascinating Gemara in Sanhedrin. When we picture Bezalel, you know, you would think that he must be a seasoned architect. He must be somebody that's very old and that's very skilled in his ability to build all of these intricate kelim, the Mishkan and the Menorah, the Kaftairah, the Fracheha, all of this is all precision work. This is not just building a, you know, very, very primitive type of structure. This is all very precise artisan's work. You see the picture of the Mishkan book. You see all of the tapestries and all of the detail that went into every single part of the Mishkan, from the Aron with the Kruvim, to the Menorah, to the Mizbeach, to the Shulchan, to the Krushim, and to the Adonim. All of these things were very precise. The measurements were precise. It was all B'yad Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to tell Bezalel exactly how to do everything, and he did it perfectly. How old was this Bezalel? He must have gone to, you know, major schooling for many, many years and learned by the finest artisans in Italy and France to be able to pull this off. But the Gemara says in Sanhedrin on Daf Samach Tes Mabez that Bezalel was a bar mitzvah bacher. Bezalel was all of 13 years old when he was assigned to be the one to build the Mishkan, which is an amazing thing, right? To task a young bar mitzvah bacher, you know, who doesn't really know too much about anything at that point, and he was the one that was supposed to build everything. How did you do that? How did you assign this? I remember that I once went with my father, Alav Shalom, we were in Yerushalayim, and we went to a certain, they used to have, I don't know if they still have it, it was like an artist gallery. It was called Chutzot HaYotzer. It was right by the old city, by opposite Shar Yafo. On the other side of the street, there was like an artist gallery, and there was many different shops, and there was a famous Israeli artist who made beautiful tapestries for the wall, and my father wanted to buy one, and I was with him, and I think she wanted to sell him a different one. And he asked me, do you like it? I said, no, I like that one better. And she didn't want to sell him that one for some reason. I don't know why. But I remember she said, and I was probably bar mitzvah bacher around the time, so she says, you're putting a tremendous weight on such small shoulders. I mean, he's a little kid. What are you trusting him for? Like, what are you trusting him to make this decision? You choose. And let me explain to you how you're going to choose and what you should choose. And my father, Baruch Hashem, went with the one that I chose, and it's still hanging in our house in Long Beach. But imagine the weight that was on the shoulders of young Bezalel, not just to choose what to pick out, but to actually build everything, to put everything together so that it works. You have to build it, and that then it ultimately has to work, meaning that the Aron has to be a mother for the Shechina. It has to be a place on the Kruvim, Bein HaKruvim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Masher Shechina. And the miracles that happen with the Menorah and with the Mizbeach and with the Shulchan, that the Lechem HaPanim stays hot, you'll see for a second, you know, you'll see down the road as soon as it's built and put into operation whether or not the thing works. It's one thing to make it look good, but if you really did it right, it's going to have Nisim performed. And that was a tremendous burden on young Bezalel's shoulders. So why was Bezalel? There must have been older people in Klal Yisrael that were better at doing artisan craftsmanship than Bezalel. But yet they chose Bezalel. Why? And what I'd like to suggest is that Bezalel had a tremendous milah over everybody else. The milah that Bezalel possessed was youth. When somebody is young, then they have this ability to think that they could do everything. And they don't get jaded so quickly. They're not like burned out right away like you get old when you're later in life and, you know, you see all of the realities of life. And it tends to make a person more realistic and more pessimistic often. When you're young, you still have the ability to think and to feel positive thoughts, joyous thoughts. You're happy. Young people are generally happy. There's a story about the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav was once walking with somebody in Yerushalayim, and they passed by a yeshiva, like a cheder, and it was recess time, and the children were all running around and playing and kicking balls around, soccer, and you see sometimes if you walk, you know, throughout Eretz Yisrael, you see the kids, how happy they are to be playing ball and to be engaging in their free time and in activities that are, and they're happy. So the Brisker Rav says, do you see how happy children are? I'll tell you why they're so happy. You don't see adults happy. Even when adults are playing football or basketball, they're not happy. They're all like looking so serious. But when children play ball, they seem very happy. Why is that? So he says, because they are very close to being born. The closer you are to birth is the closer you are to your Sheresh HaNeshama. When a person's neshama was in Gan Eden, it was happy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes that neshama, brings it down to earth, and it still is happy for a certain amount of time. And so a young person maintains the Simchas HaChayim because it feels like still a fresh part of the world. It feels like it's just a new being that was taken from Shemayim, and in Shemayim there's happiness. Oiz v'cherva b'mkaymai. It's a place of happiness. So in this world, children are happy, or they should be happy, because they're still able to tap into where their neshama came from. And then, unfortunately, very often, the longer you live on this world, the more upset you get about things, the more depressed, the more jaded, the more despondent. The Yetzer Hara has his day with you, and then bills and obligations, responsibilities, and before you know it, people get very full of worry. But when you're young, you're happy. And that's a critical component of building the Mishkan, because we know that Ein HaShchina Shaira, the Shechina is not Shaira, it doesn't rain, it doesn't rest. Lo Mitayach Atzlus, not when you're lazy, V'lo Mitayach Atzvus. When you're sad, you're not going to have Asheras HaShechina. Ela mitaych simcha shel mitzvah. When you're happy and you're joyous and you feel excited about mitzvahs, that's when the Shechina can come and rest on a person. Bezalel was charged with building a madir l'Shechina, a place that the Shechina was going to rest. In order for that to happen, he had to put in all of the kavanas, which will make the place that he was building one that's hospitable to the Shechina. What makes a place hospitable for the Shechina to be Shaira? Simcha. You have to be happy. Bezalel had this ability to be happy, and that's why I believe he was the one that was put in charge of the Mishkan. But there is one problem with somebody that's young. And what's that? When you're young, as excited as you are, and as happy as you are, as joyous as you are, but you lack a certain experience that comes with age. I wouldn't trust a child, to drive a car, because even though, he might know how to drive a car, but you don't feel like he doesn't have the experience to drive a car. He doesn't have the ability to always be mature about things and see things with a certain sense of responsibility, to understand the lessons that life offers, because he hasn't seen enough of life. So a child has the maila of simcha. He's excited, but yet normally children are not able to do a lot of things because they don't have the experience. We don't trust a child to have major responsibilities, to run a big company, or to operate certain machinery, because they're not experienced enough. We're afraid that the recklessness of youth is going to make them do things that are irresponsible. And that's true. We find that all the time. You can't necessarily, it's not wise to trust children to do certain errands or to do certain tasks, because they're happy, they're excited, they're optimistic, but they don't have the experience of life that's necessary to complete the task. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, listen, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants Bezalel to be the person that's going to build the Mishkan, then he's the man. I can't argue with him. He's bar mitzvah, he's old enough, he's a gadol, but I'm a little concerned that he might not have the experience necessary to know exactly how to do it responsibly, to do it well, to do it with all of the maturity and all the kavod reish, the soberness that is necessary to accomplish a great task. So Moshe Rabbeinu tested him by asking him the simple question. He says, are you ready to build the Arin and the Kalim and then the Mishkan? Out of order. And Bezalel said to him, this is not the way people do it in life. This is not the way people do it in the real world. Like we said before, Bezalel says, is this the Darka Shalom? And Haga Shalom is not this way. The Minaga Olam is that first the person builds a house and then puts furniture in the house. They don't first build the furniture and then build a house around the furniture. That's not the way people work. Meaning that Bezalel wasn't just, okay, fine, you told me to do it, I'll do it. He wanted to think about it. He was able to be loymei davar mitaych davar. He was able to apply lessons of life in the world and incorporate those lessons, those realities into the Mishkan. Meaning he was mature way beyond his age, beyond his years. And as soon as Moshe Rabbeinu saw this, he says, Shema Bezalel kel ha'yisav yadati, you're Bezalel. You're able to live in the shadow of Hashem. What does that mean, in the shadow of Hashem? What is a shadow? A shadow is that you have something and it casts a shadow over here. You have one thing over here and it basically casts its effects elsewhere. You're able to see something here and apply it elsewhere. That's what a tzel is. Tzel is that it's not just here. It starts here and it does something else there. Bezalel was able to see the Minhag HaOlam and say, I see from here that we have to apply this to the Mishkan. That's Bezalel. Bezalel is, he's not just an artist. He's not just a youthful artist, but he's a youthful artist that's able to blend with him the maturity of adulthood, the maturity of an experienced person to see other things in life and say, okay, we have to apply that here. We have to be mature. You know what tfuna is? Rashi says that you're loyme davar mitech davar. You're able to see one thing and apply it to something else. You don't need to know everything in life. In life, it's no one can know everything in life. But what you do need in life, and you learn this the more that you mature, is that I learn from experience what to do and what not to do in other circumstances that come up. That's maturity. Maturity is that I'm able to remember, oh wait, this happened, when I did it that way, it didn't work out, I'm going to try it this way next time. If I keep on doing it the same way, that's not going to work. But I have to learn from my mistakes and do it different in another time. So Bezalel, the beauty of Bezalel was that he had the simcha of youth, and he was able to combine it together with the maturity of adulthood. And with that, he was able to build the Mishkan Hashem. Contrast that, by the way, parenthetically, with Shimon and Levi. Shimon and Levi, how old were they? Chazal tell us that they were also bar mitzvah bachrim. When they went and attacked Shechem, they were just bar mitzvah boys. And when Yaakov Avinu gave them Mussar at the end of his life, Shimon v'Levi achim klei chamas mecheresayim, Rashi brings that they were, that this whole Mussar Shmuz that he was giving them for what they did against Shechem was rash and reckless. Because as youth, very often, youth do things that are reckless. They do things that are rash. They don't think about things. They just do it. As an adult, you know, you realize you can't just do things recklessly. You have to think about it, take a little time and plan it out. But when you're children don't do things so organized. They do things just on a whim. And they want to do something, boom, they do it. And they very often get in trouble for doing it that way. How many things did we do when we were kids that, you know, that Baruch Hashem, I remember things that I was, you know, almost this close to doing, and Baruch Hashem, the Eibusha stopped me, but if I had done it, I would have regretted it for the rest of my life. Because sometimes you don't think so much when you're a child. You do things that are, you know, rash and irresponsible. Shimon and Levi, they are bar mitzvah bachrim. Yaakov Avinu says, you can't do what you did. You can't just go and kill a whole city of people, Becherev. They were young, and so, you know, they did it, but that wasn't proper. Bezalel was also the same age. He was a bar mitzvah bachur. But as a bar mitzvah bachur, he was able to understand how he has to take experience from life, which he had. He had that chachma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him that chachma, and he was able to apply that to building the Mishkan. So he had everything. He had this perfect blend of simcha, of youth, and also the maturity, the wisdom of adulthood. There's a Svardisha expression that's brought in the Svarim of Kadmainim of Svard, that pri ha-mehiros charata, the fruit of mehiros, of haste, the fruit of haste, meaning what's the outcome when you do something too fast? Charata, you end up regretting it. You regret things. When you do things, you know, let's say a person is speeding in a car. You're speeding and speeding and speeding. You're going to regret that because ultimately we know these things don't end very well. Besides forgetting a lot of tickets, you know, with the cameras, but chas v'shalom, a person get into an accident because they're speeding. Very often, who's speeding? Kids. Because they don't understand that, you know, it's fun. I want to do it. I get a thrill out of it. I get a high from it. That's very nice. But what are you doing? You're creating a situation that's going to lead to tremendous charata. Pri ha-mehirut charata. That's what the Sfaradish Gedalim used to say. And that's lachshev machshaves. You have to think about things. Pitzal had the ability to be youthful, but yet also to think things through, to have things planned out appropriately, to know what the minhag ha'olam was and to apply it in the Mishkan. This is something that's very important for us as Bnei Yeshiva to remember. There is a very big correlation between the Mishkan and our bodies. If you look in Reb Chaim Volozhiner's Sefer, Nefesh HaChaim, he says that the main point of the Mishkan was not really the building, the edifice itself, but it was the ability to go into a Mishkan, to see the Ashras HaShechina in it, and then to say that I also am a mobile Mishkan. I'm a walking Mishkan, and the Mishkan was really even designed very similar to the human body, as he describes there. But inside, we have a heart, we have a, just like we have a Kodesh HaKadoshim in the Mishkan, we also have a nefesh and a heart inside of us. And then we have the body, we have the extremities, and different things are symbolized in the Mishkan. But the main point of the Mishkan was for us to apply it to ourselves, and to take lessons from the Mishkan to our own lives, and to say that we, in our own bodies, should be a makim, a mother for the Shechina, a place that the Shechina feels comfortable. V'asuli mikdash v'shachanti b'saycham. I want to rest inside of you. B'saychay lo ne'emar, ela b'saycham, b'saych kal echad v'echad. I want to be mashrim, my Shechina, says Hashem, in every one of you. We're all a Mishkan that's walking around, but we have to understand that just like Bezalel was youthful, he was happy, but yet he was also at the same time very mature to build the Mishkan, we have to be that way also. We have, Baruch Hashem, I'm not talking about myself really, I'm talking about you. You have the ability to use your youth. The greatest gift that you have is youth. Once you have, there's a famous expression, I'm sure you all heard it, that the youth is wasted on the young. Because when you're young, you don't really appreciate what you have. You don't appreciate your happiness and your vitality and your ability to be healthy and strong and to be a dreamer. That's something that you have when you're young, but you don't appreciate it because you're too young to really chop how valuable that is. It's only when you get old and gray, you look back and say, wow, why didn't I appreciate when I was young the youth? I remember once studying in an economics class, there was a famous economist. He's one of the most famous economists. His name is Milton Friedman. I don't know if he's alive anymore, but he was like the Gadol of economics. And he said once, the tragedy of life is that when you're young, you don't have money to enjoy what the things that you can enjoy, you can't afford. And then later in life, when a person builds up a business and he's able to afford things, by then he can't enjoy them because, you know, he's already old. So good, Shkayach, when you're in your 90s in Boca, now you have a couple of $1 million stashed away, but you can't enjoy it. And when you're young and you could enjoy it, you don't have the money. So he said that really, in theory, a person should borrow a lot of money in his youth to enjoy life, and then pay it back later, you know, spend the later years paying back his chayvus of his youth when he can, because he's not going to enjoy it then anyway. This is just his, you know, his dimyon that he was creating. But the point is that he's right in a certain way that youth is wasted on the young. When we're young, we don't appreciate everything that we have. We don't do everything that we can. We don't appreciate the minds that we're given and the spontaneousness that we have and the ability to do great things and to dream large. We don't have that. But when we're older, but when we're young, we have to realize that you have this ability to be, and you should really squeeze out every ounce of youth. The saddest thing, you know, as mashgiach in the yeshiva is when you see people like waking up late in the morning, every morning. Once in a while, you know, you have the Yetzirah, you slept late, you got to sleep late the night before. But you see like young guys and they're sleeping, you know, until 10 o'clock in the morning, 11 o'clock in the morning. Like, what are you doing? Like, you should be getting out of bed, jumping out of bed, davening, learning, whatever you want to do, but just do it. Like, be alive. You're young. You have the ability to use your youth and your energy and your vitality in great ways. So what are you wasting it in bed for? You're wasting it in bed. It's like I think one of the great Hasidic rabbis said that he doesn't sleep on Shabbos. Why doesn't he sleep on Shabbos? Because it's said that Napoleon never slept. He slept very little. He says, because when I'm sleeping, I'm no longer the emperor. When I'm sleeping, I'm just lying there. I'm nothing. He says, so I want to be the emperor for as many hours of the day that I can. I'm the melech. When I'm sleeping, I'm not a melech. I'm like everybody else. But when I'm awake, I'm a melech. So this person says, on Shabbos, I'm a melech. So I want to chop my malchus in as many hours of Shabbos as I can. So he practically never slept on Shabbos. Maybe a cat nap here and there. But he wanted to be awake and alive as much as he could. When you're young, you should be able to be so awake and so alive. And you don't want to sleep. I want to do. I want to learn. I want to chazer. I want to be able to build, to dream, to accomplish. If it's in learning. If it's in your professional life. If it's building a business, build a business. If it's doing chesed, join Hatzalah, join Chaverim. Don't waste your life. Youth is something that's tremendous. It's a commodity that people are so envious of you for. When you get old, the old people walking around are staring at you like envious of you. I remember, and I've said this, I think, not too long ago, when I was about your age, I did a seed program in California for 2 summers. And I gave shiurim, you know, to a group of people, some old, some young. And it was a great summer. Both of them were great summers. And at the end of the summer, like, they made me a goodbye party, a sudas parade, to me and my friends. And an old, very wealthy man called me over to the corner during this whole party. And he came to every shiur. He was loving it. And he said, I want you to know something. He says, I'm a very wealthy man. I have a big mansion here in California with its own swimming pool, with this, with that. He says, but I can't enjoy it. He said, I'm too old. He looks at me like, he takes me by the lapel and he says, I want to be like you. I want to be young again. I want to be young. I'll give all my money. I just want to be young again. I want to be able to learn. I want to be able to daven. I wasted so much of my life and now I'm older and I can't enjoy it anymore. I want to be young. How do I be young again? And there's no answer. It's a question that has no tshuva. There's no answer to that question. There's no, because you cannot turn back the clock. So when you're young, You have to chaperon. You can't waste your youth by being depressed and walking around like a schlump and being like, I don't know, I'm not in the mood, not down for this, not down for that. Take life by the horns and be happy, be excited. That's what youth is. Youth is not people, it's not an old age home. I always felt like if Lander College, you know, fails, we can only, it's a perfect old age home. You know, we have beds right there, it's flat, you can make, you know, you have elevators here, you can make a nice dining room, you have a bingo game here once in a while. It's a nice nursing home here. But sometimes Lander College could look like a nursing home also. You don't have to wait till, what's the chilek? So guys are sleeping in the dorm, whether you're instead of being 90 years old, so you're 19 years old. So what's the chilek? It's also a nursing home. It shouldn't look like a nursing home. People should be like running around. It should be like a beehive of activity here. You should be learning and pushing and growing and steiging and exercise, everything. It shouldn't be like, you know, don't waste your youth. Don't waste it. So we have our youth, Baruch Hashem. I'm not talking about myself. I know you're looking at me like, no, you don't. But, or at least in my mind, you know, everything is relative, by the way. People that are very old look at me like I'm still young. And I look at you like you're still young. And you look at little kids as they're young. You know, so everything in life is relative. And there's truth to it. I'm sure people, you know, in Boca who are in their 80s feel young relative to people in their 90s. I don't know. But that's the reality. So, but you are, Lamaisa, you are young. I might, you know, think I'm young, but you are young. And when you're young, you have to be able to appreciate your youth. Like Bezalel was able to be Masher the Shechina because he had the ability to be Besimcha with his youth, like the Brisker Rav said, that you're still Shayach to the Rabbeinu Sham, to the Kisei HaKavod, your Neshama is still fresh. You got to capitalize on that. But at the same time, we have to learn from Bezalel, you have to be Lachshev Machshavis. Just because you're young does not mean that you can't, that you shouldn't be thinking. And you should do things recklessly. And you should just like say, I don't know, but we'll figure it out later. You have to make machshavas, you have to be able to be calculating when you're young. And to be able to figure out a mahalach in life, to protect your future, and to also protect your body, which is the part, your mishkan, your personal mishkan has to be protected. And that involves being able to be very very careful about your safety. You know, there's psukim in the Torah, v'nishmartem ma'odlan afshesechem. You have to protect your health. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you a body, and you have to protect it. And youth very often does not protect their body. They start smoking, they drink, and they go on drugs, and they do crazy things, and all the stuff is so dangerous. And when you're young, you know, it's the cool thing to do. It's cool, you know, smoking is cool. I mean, today maybe it's not so cool. When I was a bacher, it's like, it was a cool, the guys that smoke were like, wow, he's a smoker. And people get very, and that's an yeshiva, you know, imagine in a, you know, in a public school or whatever, people are, you know, that's the whole thing. And you have to be very, very careful. Because you have to protect yourself, you have to protect your body, you have to protect your mind, you have to protect your future. When you're driving, you have to drive carefully. You can never obviously drive, you know, in any state of intoxication or anything. That goes. The Rabbeinu Shalom wants you to protect your body. You have to protect your neshama. You have to protect everything about you. There's a beautiful letter that the Brisker Rav once wrote to a certain yeshiva bacher who was in the hospital. And he didn't want to eat everything in the hospital. He thought it wasn't perfectly kosher. But it was very important for him to get nutrients into his body. So the Brisker Rav wrote a letter to him, and we have the letter. It says that, I hear that you're being very overly machmir about what you're eating in the Beis HaChelim, in the hospital. And on this, I'm writing you a letter that you should listen to what your doctors say and don't hold back anything that will be affecting your health, because all this is considered pikuach nefesh, that you can't be machmir when it comes to pikuach nefesh. And this is one of many, many, you know, letters that we have from different Gedolim, the importance of protecting your body, the importance of protecting your life. And so that's what a youthful yeshiva bachur should be. You have to be youthful, energetic, excited, to be able to do everything. I could do anything that I want, but don't do things rashly. Think things through. Make sure that it makes sense. Plan out your life appropriately. Think now about what you want to do in your future. A lot of times we don't make good decisions about, you know, what we want to do, or the type of girl that we want to marry, or the type of people that we're hanging around with. So we're doing a lot of things that are youthful, but they're not intelligent. A Ben Torah is supposed to have the take both milas, like Bezalel did, be able to have the simchas achaim of a youth, and at the same time, the maturity, the responsibility that Bezalel showed by his understanding and being leimei davar mitoch davar. That's what a perfect yeshiva bachur is. Happy, excited, getting up, zrizas, being able to stay in the Beis Medrash late at night, learning, chazering, writing, dreaming. Big dreams. All of you should have like a huge dream about what you want to do with your life, what you want to accomplish, where you want to live, what you want to do, organizations that you want to start, how many times you want to finish Shas, how many times you want to finish Mishnah Berurah, how many times you want to, you know, the Smicha and the Dayanus, whatever you want. You can do anything that you want. You have to just start the plan and then implement it, but it has to be also with a sense of Kavod Reish, with a responsibility, to make sure that whatever we're doing, we're asking our Rabbeim, getting their guidance, their input, their, you know, their approval. And when we're able to blend all of that together, we'll be perfect. But we have to be able to really understand what we have. Right now, I know that you think you're not at the epicenter of your life yet. You know, it's going to happen soon. When I get married, that's when life is going to really, you know, start accelerating. That's when it's going to be geschmack. When I have kids, when I get my job, when I get it, when I make my first million, when I finish Shas, all these things we're always pushing. You know, we think that life is going to happen at a later point in, you know, down the road. But I'm here to tell you today that you're wrong. Whoever thinks that way, and I'm sure I thought that way when I was your age also, but you're wrong. Your life, the best part of life, the sweet spot of life, is right now. It's today. It's today. Don't wait. It's not going to get better. When you get married, it's not going to get better. When you have kids, it's not going to get better. There's going to be, you know, milas to being married. There's going to be milas to having children. There's milas of being in a community. That's great. But all the people that are married, all the people that have families, all the people that made it, they're looking at you jealous. They're looking at you envious that, wow, you have it all. You're young, you're strong, you're vital, you have the future in your hands, you have, you know, unlimited potential. At this point in your life, this is when you have to understand that this is when, don't waste it, don't squander it. Sleeping and walking around depressed and being, you know, tired and complaining, leave that for your olden days. That you know, there'll be plenty of time for that. When you're young, chaparayin, just take life and enjoy it, appreciate it, understand it. Be youthful with responsibility. But that's what Bezalel teaches us. If we want to build our own Mishkan Hashem, if we want to be healthy and strong and wise and productive and creative and ambitious like Bezalel was, there's no one like Bezalel, then we have that ability in us to do all of that and more. We just have to set our minds to it. We could build ourselves into the most amazing Mishkan Hashem, a mobile Mishkan Hashem that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be Mashiach Shechina in us. He wants to make us into a Gedolim that we could be, but it's up to us to capitalize on all the gifts that we have right now. We might not have any money in our pockets, any money in the bank, it's fine, you don't need any. You have youth, you have, you're a billionaire in terms of time. You have time on your side, Baruch Hashem. But time goes by quickly, and it's wasted very easily. And the more that you're able to understand that and be able to really squeeze out of life everything in your youth, the more that you'll be able to be great later. A lot of times, like, we see Gedali Yisrael, and we think, you know what, they became Gedali. Rav Shach became a Gadol, you know, probably when he was 90, right? When he was 90, that's when he became the head of this political party, and he became, you know, he wrote, the Avi Ezris were put out, like, in the 70s, maybe, and whatever. So I still have time. Rav Shach didn't become a Gadol in his 90s. Rav Shach became a Gadol in his teens. He just happened to build on what he did in his teens and in his 20s the rest of his life. He built and he became, you know, greater and greater. Chavetz Chaim, these are people, they didn't just become Gedolim because they, you know, at 80 years old. Maybe they became world famous at, you know, later in life. But they were building and building and building upon what they were when they were your age. The more that you could chaparai now, learning and dreaming and building and growing and planning and being innovative and being excited about your future, the more that you could do that right now, the greater you're going to be when you're my age, when you're in your, you know, in your olden age. That's all going to be a direct consequence of what you're doing today. And the people that are not here today in this room, and whatever they're doing, I don't care what they're doing, but if they're not here, then they're not getting this all-important lesson in life. I feel bad for them. I always say, and I've said it, I think I said it last week, that the greatest, you know, the saddest part of this job is that the people that I'm speaking to don't need my mussar, and the people that I'm not speaking to are not here to hear my mussar. But so they're sleeping, they're wasting their time, they're not here, they're not doing what they should be doing, and that's going to have a ripple effect throughout their life, Rahmanul Litzlan. You are here, that means that you, you know, even though it's, you know, the week of Purim, and it's Shabbos, and it's coming, and you came here, that means that you're alive. It means you got out of bed this morning, you're awake, you're not in a nursing home, you realize that, you know, you're here to learn and to grow and to blossom. And so that's 9/10 of the battle. Now you just gotta continue to do that, build on it, act responsibly with your guf, with your nefesh, with your future, and amidst Hashem, you will be a tremendous Mishkan Hashem, each in your own way.